Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Welcome to the new version of Let's Talk About Real Estate podcast, the podcast for real estate agents everywhere. I'm Lisa B, and together with Bjorn Kunzel, we're going to talk about everything real estate. We talk about what's working, what's not working, what's new, what's old, technology, and anything else to do with real estate. We'll answer your questions from the Facebook group Let's Talk About Real Estate. So if you have a question, we can help. Join the Facebook group today. And again, welcome to the show.
Okay, Bjorn, welcome to Let's Talk About Real Estate podcast and the first 30 days in real estate.
How are you, Lisa?
Doing well? I'm wonderful. A bit cold here in Queensland, but that's okay. Yeah, not as cold as everywhere else, but that's okay.
It's a bit rainy everywhere at the moment, I think.
Yeah, I know. All right, so first 30 days in real estate. So first of all, I want to pre-frame it that real estate is an amazing career. The opportunities, the people that you meet, the things that you learn, the financial rewards. And before we start talking about the hard work that's involved, just to know that it's 100% worth it. Like it does take time. It does take hard work. But once you get there, it's an amazing career. Like the opportunities that we've had, you know, just the people you meet, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, most certainly. I've been doing this for coming up to 14 years now, and I couldn't imagine myself or wanting to be doing anything else.
Yeah.
It's extremely rewarding, both financially, gives you a lot of freedom and gives you a lot of opportunity to help a lot of people and meet people in all walks of life. So it's unlike any other career out there, and I love it, and it's extremely rewarding. So anybody that's getting involved, just understand 100% if I could do it all again, I'd go through all the hard times again just to be here now.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of people that start in real estate ask the ideal day, like what's the ideal day? And I don't think there is an ideal day. There's actions that you can do. There's results that we need to get. So we'll talk about some of those actions that we need to do.
Yeah, I think an ideal day is just getting out there and doing it, to be quite honest with you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Too many people spend too much time planning and trying to get things perfect. You just get out there and do it. Just get out there and talk to people. It's really that simple.
That's really right. Yep, and if you're working for someone, you're working for a boss, obviously they may have different ideas about what we're about to discuss, but we'll give you kind of a guideline of what we recommend.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no right and wrong. There's lots of different people that have different opinions on the way of doing things.
Yeah.
I'll just share my experiences as an agent from when I first started and what I did and what helped me get to where I am today. And, you know, everybody's got their own input and their own ideas and ways of making things happen, but we're just here to help and give our opinions.
Absolutely. So presuming that you've got the appropriate registrations, licensing and all that sort of stuff before we start, that's appropriate to your state and country because they're all different. Okay. So step one, set yourself up for success. I think that is the number one thing. Be prepared for the commitment, as we said. See it as a long-term career and somewhere to build your empire.
Definitely.
Yeah, make sure you're in the right office.
Yeah, you want to be in the right environment first and foremost. I spent 3 years in the wrong environment. Wrong environment, I mean, it's not where I wanted to be long term, but even though it wasn't quite the best environment to be in, I still learned a lot about what not to do and about how not to be doing business and things that upset people because the operators I had were not quite 100% in line with my ethics and morals. Great trainers. Great ability and capacity to get listings and get sales, but just some things ethically which didn't fit in with me. So, I mean, at the beginning, to get started, just attach yourself to someone that you find as being successful and just offer to help them as much as you can. And eventually you'll find your right place, your right fit. It might take a couple of moves, but you'll eventually get there.
Yeah. I think make sure you're hanging around positive people. That's a really big thing too. Don't hang around people that are negative or think that you can't do it.
Yes.
Make sure you've got the positive people in your life.
That's probably the most important thing, Lisa, just making sure you're not hanging around with people that are negative or people that have always got a half glass full approach. Yeah. You want people that are enthusiastic, people that are energetic, and people that always find solutions to problems.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Definitely. Absolutely. And I think take your career seriously, because it's a very important part of someone's life, but also have fun. You know, don't take it so seriously that you are so stressed and you're so whatever, but then don't go the extreme where you're not taking it seriously. There's that balance of the two, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. And you've got to look at it. I mean, in real estate, we do a course, which is either 7 weeks or part-time for 12 months or whatever it might be. But then we pretty much are unable to go out there and list and sell real estate off our own accord. If you look at carpenters, tradespeople, plumbers, they go through three-year apprenticeships before they're allowed to go out on their own. So real estate's very different, but don't treat it differently. You've got to treat the first couple of years as if you were an apprentice. And that's where attaching yourself to somebody else in the office and offering to help them with open inspections, to run off their letterbox drops, to do their brochures, to help them with their social, all these sorts of things. The more you can surround yourself around good people that are performing, the more you're going to learn, and you're going to get there in a faster manner than if you were just to sit behind a desk and make calls.
Absolutely. So I think daily rituals prepare mentally every single day. It's such a mental game.
It's funny you say that, because I think it's like everything in life. I mean, you take football players, okay? They're standing right in front of goal. One day they can kick a goal, and the next day it goes AWOL. Now, it's a very simple process to grabbing a ball, lining it up with your foot and kicking it. It should go through every single time 100%, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it doesn't is because stuff gets in here, negative stuff gets into here. So if you enable yourself to be in a positive mindset each and every day, regardless of what's going on in your life, you'll definitely succeed a lot faster than if you let little things get you down.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't let a moment in your life ruin your whole day. If you do, you're going to find yourself struggling.
Absolutely. So, yeah, prepare mentally and then write out the vision for how you're going to show up. And I think that's the vision of kicking the ball through the goal. It's also the vision of how you're going to show up in real estate. And anchor that vision, you know, who you want to be in real estate, where you want to be, have that vision of who you are and who you want to be in your head. Exercise, I think that's a really big thing to kind of get the mental space clear. Listen to audio books in the car. I remember Brian Tracy would say, make the car, your car, the university, you know, always be listening to things as you're driving around. I think that's really important.
Just on that,
yeah.
You know, you've got time in a vehicle between appointments and things like that. You know, there's so many great podcasts out there. There's so much great content on YouTube. There's so many great trainers out there worldwide. I often find myself just Googling random things and just still to this day, 14 years later, just still listening to people like Tom Ferry, Grant Cardone, Tom Panos, whether it might be yourself in things that you've done in the past, Glenn Twiddle, a whole range of different trainers, Michael Sheargold. There's so many of them, Lee Woodward. There's so much content that's for free nowadays on YouTube and whatnot that you can grab little golden nuggets from. So when you're in the car, why listen to music if you're trying to get yourself up and running faster? Why not chuck on one of those educational videos, or it shouldn't be watching a video, but you know what I mean, a podcast or listening to it in the vehicle and just training. Be training all the time. Even to this day, I'm still training every day, learning new things every single day.
Absolutely. And even if you're doing letterbox drops or something like that, or you're exercising, you know, listen to those things.
100%.
Yeah, I think write out your goals every day, prepare for what you're going to do every day and focus on the outcome. So, you know, write down exactly what you're going to do and then the outcome that you want to achieve from doing those actions and focus on that result. That's so important, because you're not, unless you know where you're going, you're not going to get there.
Yeah, exactly. You don't jump behind the wheel of a car and just go, where am I going to end up? You know where you're heading to, and you know which route you've got to take to get there, what road you've got to go down, what left turns, what right turns, what stoplights you've got to stop at. It's the same with real estate. If your end goal is to get a paycheck, you need to understand that your goal is to find a seller and then find a buyer for that seller. And you've got to understand that there's several paths that you can take to getting to that destination, but you need to have that end goal in mind, because otherwise you'll never get anywhere. So
exactly.
You need to be very clear with what you're trying to achieve, for sure.
So eliminate distractions and focus. Focus. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is where an office can sort of be really good in one way but detrimental in another, because there's a lot of chit-chat in an office. I found myself, when I worked in the office environment, about a quarter of productivity of what I am now working with my cloud-based model. So but it was really good at the beginning, because when I was new, I would say to my boss, okay, let me learn. What have you got to teach me? And go, okay, Bjorn, you stay here until 9 o'clock at night. So I rocked up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I stayed there till 9 o'clock at night. I did the task, the tedious task that he gave me to do. I followed him around. I took notes for him. I went to his open inspections. I spoke to people at opens. He just sort of oversaw everything I was doing. But then in the evenings at 9 o'clock, when everything was done, he'd train me for an hour. So he'd spend an hour of training, teaching me about negotiation skills, pricing strategies, how to talk to clients.
Oh, that's good.
Closing lines, all those sorts of things. So, you know, don't expect, if you just want to rock up at 9 o'clock and then go home at 5 o'clock, you're in the wrong job, guys. So just understand that this is effort equals reward. It's highly rewarding. And if you're willing to put in the work and give by saying, look, I'm here to help in any way I can, I just want to learn as much as I can, you'll receive tenfold. So it's the law of the universe, give to receive. So give your services for free. Tell your boss, hey, I'm happy to hang around and do some free training. What can you do? What can I do for you to make your life easy? And in return, what can you train me and teach me?
Agree. Okay, so in the office, obviously get familiar with the office, the staff, the systems, who does what in the office. That's important. That's just standard. Order photos and business cards. Obviously, you'll need those once you're out, you're prospecting and all that sort of stuff. And then, as you said, shadow someone in the office. That's so important.
The big thing here is your database, right? Whatever CRM you're being given, whether it's Agent Box, whether it's ActivePipe, whether it's Rex software, whether it's Eagle, whether it's My Desktop, whatever, there's hundreds of them out there. Spend the time while you're learning at the beginning to learn that database really, really well, because that is going to be your gold mine that you're going to be mining every single day for the rest of your career. And if you set it up right, it's like a house. You get the foundation right, everything else runs smooth. If the foundation's a bit wonky, you're going to have nothing but trouble for the future. So spend your time that you've got free on your database.
Yeah, big time. So inspect current listings held by your office. Go to as many open houses as you can. Like, get familiar with the properties and the prices in the area. Drive past properties that other agents have got. Look at them on realestate.com or on their websites or domain.com, preferably domain. We don't like realestate.com. So drive past houses that are sold. Yeah, look at the photos and all that sort of thing. So get familiar with the stock. That's really important.
You need to know your marketplace. If you're going to come across to somebody and you're a new rookie in real estate and there's three properties for sale in the area that you're trying to work, and you're door knocking or having conversations with people and you're saying, hello, I'm so-and-so, this is my area, this is my suburb, and you can't even tell them about the other three listings that are on the market, come on, guys.
You have to know, exactly. Know the paperwork that needs filling out for a listing, that you must know. If you don't know it, you fill it in correctly, it could, void the agreement.
Yes.
There's all sorts of trouble that can happen there.
Worst thing you can do in the first instances when you're new in real estate is think, oh, gee, I don't want to ask somebody.
You have to ask. It's the law.
It's the law. If you get something wrong, we could be talking about a sale going completely pear-shaped just because you've ticked the wrong box in the contract. So get somebody that's experienced to oversee the first, dozen or so contracts that you do. That's what we do with our guys. We say, you go and do it all, then we'll check it. And then if it needs correcting, we'll get on the Zoom or whatever. We'll come out and we'll show you what needs to be corrected so you can learn how to do it yourself. So that way you get the legislation and the legal stuff 100%, because there is no room for experimentation when it comes to legal stuff.
There's not.
Zero, zippo, zip.
And when you're getting your certificate of registration, your licensing or whatever, make sure you understand the legislation of where you're trading, because you can be sued, your principal can be sued. You've got to be very, very, very careful. So know what it is. That's the basics as well. Okay, so now you're going to say something?
I was going to say that's basically the stuff that they'll teach you throughout your courses as well. And that's what your principal there or your head agent is there or your, compliance officer is there for, to check everything over to make sure it's all 100%.
But make sure you know it. It's not just about, passing the exam. It's about learning it and knowing it for your career. Okay, so now we're getting to the nuts and bolts. So prospect, your job is to prospect and find sellers. It's not a retail job. It's not something where people come in and go, there's all the stock, here's a bottle, go and sell it. It's you have to actually find the the properties to sell. So this is the job, okay? So choose how you start to prospect and be consistent with the prospecting. When I had my office, I would get people prospecting 80 to 100 people every single day. They had to phone every single day. And what that does is get them psychologically right. It gets them focused on listings. It gets them talking to more people. It gets them to overcome objections. If you're only doing three or four calls, you're not going to be learning those things. It's like a boot camp, you know, it's really immersing yourself. And always be asking people if they want to sell. And if they know of anybody else that wants to sell, that's got to be in your mind all the time.
You can't be scared to ask. Ask and you shall receive. You need to be out there. You need to be prospecting. Basically, being a real estate salesperson is a complete reversal of any other sales role in the world. Because in any other sales role in the world, you're given a product and you need to sell as much of that product as you can to as many people as you can in order to increase the bank balance as much as possible. In real estate, houses will pretty much sell themselves. And by that, I mean you can't make somebody buy a house. They either want to buy it or they don't. What we do is we negotiate price, okay? So we're just negotiating the price, but in order to be able to negotiate the price on that house, we need to find that house to be able to offer it to the market. So we're out there. We are more like a prospecting gold miner. We have to find the business. We have to find the stock, and then the stock will pretty much take care of itself, and then we negotiate the price on that stock.
Yeah.
So it's a reverse sales role from anything anyone else is used to. So some people might go, you know what, I used to sell 50 cars a month and I'm the best Toyota car salesperson. That's fantastic. And you might also become the best real estate agent as well. But also, if you're finding that you're really great with buyers, but you've got no experience in how to actually find those vehicles to put onto that lot, find those houses to put on online to take to the market, you're going to find yourself struggling. So sometimes it's a big shock for some people who've been really successful in another sales area because they can move a lot of product, but they don't know how to find product. So our job is pretty much, I was always told, list and last.
Absolutely.
We've got to find the stock, find the listings, and the rest will take care of itself to a certain degree.
But it's funny, like I was talking to a guy the other day who's going into boat sales, and I said to him, so how are you going to get your stock? And he was like, oh, well, you know, just talk to people, you know, just you know, they'll come to me kind of thing. And I said, I'd be getting on a jet ski and going around all the canals, seeing different boats, you know, talk to buyers that want to buy certain boats, go around and then see who's got that boat and then prospect those houses. And he's like, oh, no, we don't do that in the boat industry. And I'm thinking, God, it'd be a good industry to get into, wouldn't it? Like if none of them are doing it.
Well,
but get out there and prospect for the business. Yeah. So work out the way that you're going to prospect. And I've got my real estate training community, which I've got about 45 ways to get listings. So if you're unsure how to get listings, that's in the real estate training community. But I think when you're prospecting, if you're working in an office, then have it lined up that somebody's going to go with you to that listing presentation. So you've got that peace of mind that somebody's going to be coming with you.
Yes.
And we'll talk about some of the ways to prospect. So I always think prospect with purpose, prospecting for buyers. If you've got somebody that wants to buy in an area, you've got their face in mind, you've got, you know, their family, you've got the kids you've got in mind, what they want to spend. And I find that is one of the best ways to prospect, whether it's, you know, phone prospecting or door knocking or whatever. I think that's one of the best ones that people can actually see it's for a reason, and you come across believable. You've actually got the person to come through, you know, come through the property. I believe that is one of the best ways to prospect. What do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, the easiest way to get a list of people that you can contact, because I'm a little bit anti-cold calling, but we'll get into that later. I just think that's a waste of time because people get so many telemarketing messages nowadays, they're not interested. But you've got agents in your office that have had open inspections, okay?
Yeah.
They might be too busy to call all those buyers back. So you say, look, can I go through your calls and do your call list?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hello, Lisa, you came through a property at XYZ Street on the weekend, just wondering what your thoughts were.
Yep.
Engage in a conversation.
Yep.
And are you upsizing? Are you downsizing? Okay, are you renting at the moment or do you actually own your current home? Okay, have you got any idea what that property might be worth? Do you have to sell that property before you can buy that property? Are you looking at doing a subject to sale offer? when you find the right home? Or can you buy first and then sell later? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we need to sell our house. Okay, well, when was the last time you received a market assessment on that property? We haven't had one, actually. Well, I'd love to pop around 10, 15 minutes, just give you a bit of an idea, a bit of an indication. Mm-hmm. Buyers are sellers, right? Yeah, buyers absolutely. Sellers. Unless you've got a first home buyer, a lot of the other people are either upgrading or they're upsizing or they're downsizing. So really, of the four or five categories of particular people looking at buying a home, there's about three of those that are actually going to have other houses that they might need to sell. So the quickest way to try to find stock is talk to people that you've already met in an open inspection that know who you are and try to prospect that way.
Yeah.
That's just one of the things.
So the ones that I've got the prospecting with purpose. They're the ones that I like doing. Yeah. Old database of past appraisals. So if you go into an office and, you know, there's been, you know, a high turnover of salespeople, as is a normal real estate office, the people that they have done appraisals for ask, can you follow those people up? Or your buyers, obviously their buyer database. Old files of properties that have withdrawn from sale. So ones that the office had had before that are now, you know, dormant, the people didn't actually come into the market or didn't sell. Prospect through those. Database and as you said, over-service buyers, you know, in callbacks and all that sort of thing, because as you said, they become sellers. Now, if, you know, a lot of agents that are new into the industry now are saying, well, you know, I don't have money to prospect, you know, to do all the social media ads and do all these things. If you don't have money to market, you don't have those things that we've just mentioned, then you do have to cold call. If you don't have those things, then you do have to cold call. You know,
yeah, you don't necessarily need money. And there's always people you can find. I mean, I understand with cold call, I've always been anti cold calling because of the fact of you're talking to 1,000 people, they're just not interested in talking to you. I think, why don't you just get off your ass, print out a CMA report of a list of sales. Mm. Find what houses are for sale in your area. Find what streets of houses on sale and go, hello, Bjorn here from so-and-so real estate. There's a property for sale down the road for you. It's got four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two living areas. It's asking $490,000 to $450,000. Are you interested to see what your house is worth?
Hmm.
Simple.
Yep. Right. Yep.
No thanks. Well, there you go. There's a report. If you've got my card there, if you ever want to know anything about real estate, just sing out and give me a call. They'll look at your card. They'll see that you're not from the company that's selling the house down the road. They'll realize that you're a go-getter and that the person that's got the house for sale down the road is a lazy real estate agent. Guess who they're going to call when they want to sell the property? Most likely you, because you got off your ass and actually did something.
Yeah.
And the other agent most likely hasn't even knocked on their door. That's a very, very simple way of actually getting into doors and actually getting people. And if somebody says to you, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind knowing what my house is worth. Now, there's so many trainers out there that say, never go in straight away. Don't go in straight away. Bugger it, guys. Forget about all the rules. Give people what they want, and everybody wants everything yesterday. So give it to them. Oh, if you've got time now, I wouldn't mind if you can have a quick 5-minute look now. Cool, guys. No worries. Walk on in there. Engage in a conversation. Forget about your flashy brochures that you don't have. Forget about your flashy pre-listing kit that you never dropped off. Who cares? Give the customer what the customer wants. There's so much BS in real estate. And so many trainers that come up with all these systems. People are not robots. They're people. There are so many ways to get business. And that's just one of them, which we've spoken to. I mean, one of our guys got two listings the other day just by using that sort of approach. He was just on the street, spoke to a guy, had a conversation, kept in touch with the guy for a while. Turns out the person next door just lost their mother as well. They were both houses, deceased estates. Why don't I get some buyers through yours? Well, I've got this one here. It's not going to cost you nothing. We'll see how we go. He's just put 15 grand commission in his pocket just from asking people and just doing something different.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and also too, just the list of withdrawn from sales. Like I moved to an office. Oh, well, I started an office brand new from scratch in an area I knew no one. And that was withdrawn from sales. So other agents' listings that they never sold, just prospect those. So just prospect until you get to talk to them, until you get to list them. Then obviously, like you said before, your database, make sure you're keeping a database with your CRM. Everyone that you can possibly even think of, put them into your database and keep, you know, following them up. That's so important.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually not that difficult to get listings if you give. right? Yeah. There's a clue for people if you give.
Yeah.
So if you give them free this, free that, free this, free that, hey, let me go to work for you and let me just see if I can make a few calls to some buyers. Tell me what price you want. And if we end up getting the price that you want, maybe we can talk about the rest from there. Mm. Cancel anytime. Every real estate agent out there, pretty much all of them, I think that they're doing things backwards nowadays in 2021 because they all go out, they all want a 90-day commitment, they all want a $2,500-$3,000 budget. And the client's like, well, if you're going to be so good and you've got buyers, why do I need to pay all this money and why do I need to lock myself into you? Mm. You know, there's certain things that I don't want to give away here that my team are utilizing and they're smashing it in the market, absolutely smashing it, winning listings hands down. Over even agents that have been in the game for 10, 15 years just because of an offering that we've got, which I'm not going to give away here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But no, if anybody wants to know what it is, reach out and give me a call and I'll tell you over the phone.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so print flyers and drop them in letterbox drops or door knock. Flyers are cheap. Decide which social media platforms you're going to use, Facebook, Instagram. You know, start to build your foundations. Follow up, go the extra mile, study negotiation. Be courteous, say hello to everyone in the street as you walk past. You never know. You know, sometimes you forget, you talk to people, they're buyers, and you know, just be nice to everybody. And I think, you know, when you're new, I think you do have to prepare though. You do have to prepare, as you said, if you go into a listing presentation and you don't know the properties that have sold in the area, you don't know what's for sale, you need to prepare. And I think preparation, you get confidence. So, you know, don't kind of be worried about doing that because you do need to prepare.
Sounds like a quote of the day from Bjorn. If you fail to prepare, be prepared to fail. It's as simple as that. Yes. And I'll tell you another thing. A lot of the best top performing agents in real estate are exceptional communicators.
Mm.
So if you're starting out, you mentioned social media, have whatever your name is. So I've got Bjorn Kunzel Real Estate on Facebook, Bjorn Kunzel Real Estate on YouTube. Just your name and then real estate on whatever platform you're on. It's easy for people to find you out. You've got to brand you. Forget about whatever brand or label you're working under or network you're under. You've got to brand you.
Branding, because
people don't even know half the time what brand I work for. They don't care about the brand.
No.
So make it about you. Have the backing of your brand, which shows you the social proof. Our company has sold this many homes. Now, when you're new in real estate and you haven't got those results, team up with somebody else, ask to be a second agent on their signboards, on their listings, all that sort of stuff, and use we. Our office has done this. Our office is this. Yeah. We have done this. We recently sold this. Use the words we.
Yes, and then once you don't have your own results,
and then that transfers into I've done this and I've done that once you get the numbers up. But in the beginning, you need to write off the success of others. And that's why it's really important to have that good partnership with somebody in the office, but without asking for anything from that person.
Yes, absolutely. And also to start to think about your listing kit as well. You know, if you're going out with somebody else that's doing listing presentation, think about what resonates with you, like you said about your old office. And sometimes it might just be that it doesn't sit well with you, you know, different ways that people are listing and selling and all that sort of thing. And you've got to find your own style. You've got to find what you're comfortable with and different ways that you're comfortable in listing and selling and make it your sort of style as well. So,
The first place where I started out, the gentleman I worked for, the training that he gave me was absolutely exceptional, absolutely exceptional. It got me to where I am today, and I still use a lot of those methods that I was taught from him.
Yes.
The only thing was that the way that it came to an ethical side of things, that he sort of felt like it was okay to do that, and I sort of felt like that wasn't okay to do that.
Yes.
So that resonated big with me because I'm a big person on my morals and doing the right thing by the people. I believe in karma.
Yeah.
And so I just decided to branch out from that one. And then the second employer that I had was absolutely fantastic. And those employers in those office scenarios, it's pretty much copy paste, guys. They've all got brochure templates. They've all got flyer templates. They've all got listing materials that you can use. They've all got set and proven ways of attaining listings, and it's all template. All you got to do is put your name and your face onto it, and just start copy and paste. Copy what other people are doing that are successful and just paste it with your details and just replicate until you start to get your own feet and find your own style, and then you can sort of do your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But apart from that, it's an amazing career. If you, any of you need any help, reach out to either Bjorn or myself, and I would be happy to help, wouldn't we?
Always happy to help anybody, and always only ever a phone call, email, or SMS away. Yeah. And yeah, guys, good luck with your career. If you're listening to this and you're a brand newbie in the industry, just know that the couple of years that it takes to get up and running are 100% worth what's to come. Mm-hmm. So hang in there, be a good person, treat people with respect, give people what they want, talk and communicate well, and you'll be fine.
Absolutely. All right, see you next week.
Take care, guys. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Real Estate podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a question about real estate, then please join the group on Facebook, also called Let's Talk About Real Estate. For those of you who are interested in EXP, please join us at 10 a.m. Brisbane time every Wednesday morning for EXP Explained. Thank you again for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and see you next week.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.